grass?
Hopper.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
Yes, some grasshoppers and hopper grass. They call them bassins, or yes, some greens, and that's right.
Okay. And you said you didn't do much fishing. What about a little bitty fish that's used for bait? Minnows?
Yeah, I heard them talk about minnows.
Alright. And what's this, something, a little thin thread-like thing you may find across the path when you walk down to the garden, or sometimes you find them in the corner of the room. You have to sweep them down with a broom or something.
Spider.
And what do you call a thing that they leave?
Webs.
Okay. And a tree down in the ground puts out, what's the part of the tree that goes down in the ground?
Roots.
And, did we say you had maple trees around here?
I don't know, but I think so, but I don't know.
Okay. And what about a kind of a tree that has broad leaves, and they're pretty much shed all at one time, and the bark peels off, and it has little balls on it sometimes? Real tough wood, they use them for chopping blocks.
Sycamore.
Have you had, what's that one?
Sycamore.
Okay, and any other trees you think of you might be around? Of course, you have the pines pretty much around here, don't you?
Yes, and oak tree.
Okay, that was the one that made the best wood?
Yes.
All right, and what was that story? George Washington could never tell a lie. He was supposed to cut down a... What was that one?
Hey, I don't forget it.
Was that a cherry tree, wasn't it?
George Washington never told a lie. The biggest lie right then he ever told.
Whoever talked about him, huh? You heard those stories about he padded his expense account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard his stories.
That's kind of a surprise to me. Okay, what about a shrub? Doesn't get too big, just kind of a bush out in the fields. And the leaves get very red in the fall. And they grub them up sometimes.
Out in the field?
Yes, or along with the road. It's they don't want it. The farmers don't want it. And they have a sort of sticky, gummy stuff around on those little berries or...
Cuckabuck.
Well, I'm thinking about one that's like sumac or shumac or something like that. I don't know about that.
Cuckabuck, but...
That's a nuisance one too, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, we talked about poison oak and poison ivy. Tell me about the different kinds of berries you might have around here.
Blackberries, strawberries, red berries.
Any that are poisonous?
None of that. Yeah.
Did you ever see poke one called pokeberry around?
Poke salad, yes.
Yeah, and you use the leaves of that,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, that's what they tell me I've never used.
Uh-huh. And what about a shrub that has a very beautiful bloom, pink and white flowers? I think maybe originally they came from the mountains. They bloom late in the spring. Laurel, any laurel around here? A rhododendron, what about rhododendron? And the big, of course, the big flowering tree with the big white blooms are typical of the South. The big glossy leaves, the
magnolia.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A real pretty one, aren't
they? Sure, yeah. We done planted five or six trees about